McLean County's Behavioral Health Coordinating Council is pushing forward on its mental health action plan. The board has approved an adolescent intensive outpatient services program at its June quarterly meeting. BHCC advisor Tricia Malott tells GLT's Mary Cullen about how the new outpatient program will fill a need in McLean County and provides updates on the council's other mental health projects.
The purpose is really to help meet the needs of our adolescents who are experiencing behavioral health concerns as they are either being at risk of hospitalization or coming out of hospitalization, and helping them transition back into their schools, community, and families, and to help really boost up the services that they receive in a difficult time to help better transition them.
You were speaking in the meeting about how schools don't really have the resources available. Families might not know what the next step is. So how is this going to change that?
As the name implies, it provides an intensive outpatient service. And so the exact model is not yet known, since we will issue an RFP. But our group has come together to identify what the core components of that look like. And it includes a period of time with both group modalities for treatment, as well as individual therapy, linkage with community resources, a transition back to the school, as well as family work. So that everyone is involved and that the youth get the help that they need.
Now, funding-wise, how is this program being funded? Do we know how much it's going to cost?
We have looked at some estimates of cost, but again, the exact cost isn't going to be known until any one entity or multiple entities submit their application, because how they choose to put the program in place is going to modify the cost. The funding, we are hoping to have a collaborative funding model. And that's why we've started to have discussions with different funders in our community to try to come together to pool resources. But the county will be one of those contributors.
Another program that has been in the works for a while now is the Triage Center. We've been hearing about it. It seems like things are kind of, boots are on the ground. People have been hired. I believe training starts soon. Can you kind of catch us up to date as to what's next and what that timeline looks like?
So part of what's coming is that our supervisor will continue to work on all of the implementation pieces that need to come between now and staff arriving for training and then opening the doors to individuals. And in that time, she will be working with public communication and making sure that all of our community partners understand how we are a supplement to existing services and another piece of the puzzle, rather than taking away from or changing the landscape. We're looking to supplement, and so part of what she'll be doing is that communication, but also really making sure our community knows that it will be a resource and that they will have that as an option.
And as a reminder, the Triage Center does what exactly?
The Triage Center serves as an immediate assessment and linkage to other community providers and resources when an individual is experiencing a behavioral health crisis, when it's not life-threatening. So when it's life-threatening, we would still recommend the hospital as the best placement for them.
The Triage Center does not provide psychiatric help. That's something that the county is actually looking into expanding their telepsychiatry. Can you talk about where we are in that process? I know the county is seeking out a telepsychiatrist at this time.
So we continue to work with the vendor that was approved by the county board back in December, and we have maintained that we really want the best psychiatrist to be provided for our community. And so we continue to have ongoing discussions about who that individual may be and what their prior experience and expertise is. And I was just contacted yesterday about a potential option, and so I need to review their CV and their bio to see what I think of how they may fit with McLean County's needs.
And for listeners, this is all filling up different entities to try and make a collaborative effort to address the mental health need in McLean County. So there are many different parts. One of those other parts is the FUSE program. Can you update us on what's going on with FUSE?
So our FUSE program manager was hired back in March, and in that time, she has been working on, one, her training plan for her staff, and we are working toward full implementation of her team with our community partners to get that in place. But in the interim, she has also begun doing outreach to the individuals that we know are interacting and intersecting with multiple systems of care in our community. So she's beginning to have those dialogue.
Can you explain how the trickle-down effect is if those with the most need are being helped in some areas, what that does for our other service providers?
Absolutely. So as a reminder, FUSE is Frequent Utilizer System Engagement, and it's really looking at our individuals who are intersecting with some of our highest cost services and our highest need services, and taking those individuals and that burden and that care coming from the county so that our other service providers in the community can then have the capacity to take on more individuals with lesser needs. And then with the county taking the lead on that particular program and bearing that cost, any revenue or reimbursement that we receive, we then have the option, with the program being sustainable, to then be able to hopefully reinvest that back into other services. And so the intent is to continue to build on services within our community and meet that need, rather than just only fund a handful at any one time.
So the Behavioral Health Coordinating Council is focused on collaboration. United Way was mentioned as a new collaborative partner, and also it was discussed earlier this year, the NYU Law Enforcement Screening Tool. I know the screening tool is used by law enforcement to try and understand what are the behavioral health needs for someone who they come encounter with. Can you explain how that tool is potentially going to be introduced into this community?
Well, at this point, we are just a testing site. And so some of the specifics of how it will be implemented as a testing site are not the same as they will be when the tool is publicly available. And when the tool is publicly available, it will be accessible to law enforcement on a mobile device, be it an iPad, a phone, or an iPod, so that it's something that they can have with them potentially in their pocket. But as they encounter an individual with behavioral health concerns or that they think may, there are a series of questions and observations that they can use with the tool, which ultimately will then help them determine one of the best options for that person, be it entry into the justice system or the hospital. But in communities like ours that will have a diversion option, then they can divert that person from the justice system to also link them to treatment when that's their need. And also, the more times we keep individuals out of the justice system, then the less likely anyone is to have recidivism.
And how was McLean County selected as this testing site?
We have been having ongoing conversations with the lead researcher at NYU for over a year and staying connected with where they're at in the development of the tool and the testing. And as they had rolled out the first round of testing in Indianapolis and Marion County, Indiana, we also reached out to see if there was a way for us to potentially be a site in their second phase. And they have been great to work with so far.
GLT's Mary Cullen speaking with Tricia Millott, advisor on the Behavioral Health Coordinating Council in McLean County.